Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief from Monday, January 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Federal Reserve officials are preparing to slow interest rate increases for the second straight meeting and debate how much higher to raise them after gaining more confidence inflation will ease further this year. Fed officials have said slowing the pace of rate increases to a more traditional quarter percentage point would give them more time to assess the impact of their increases so far as they determine where to stop. That news sparked a rally on Wall Street. In morning trading, the Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 300 points, or almost 1%. The S&P 500 was up 1.3%, and the NASDAQ was up 2%. The Food and Drug Administration is proposing that most people get one COVID-19 shot annually, as they do with a flu shot, as a way to simplify the nation's COVID vaccine procedures. The drug regulator also proposed that people getting vaccinated for the first time receive shots that target both Omicron and the original strain of the coronavirus. And we report exclusively that a new study indicates that the war in Ukraine has exposed widespread problems in the American armaments industry that may weaken the U.S. military's ability to fight a protracted war against China. The report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that while the U.S. and its allies have been able to send billions of dollars of arms to Ukraine since last year's invasion, Pentagon planners expect that Taiwan couldn't be easily resupplied after the start of a potential conflict, since Chinese forces would likely blockade the island. There's already a backlog of more than $19 billion of U.S. arms to Taiwan, based on sales approved since 2019. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.